And something has happened to me as a result of my meanderings through the realms of consciousness over the past 30 years that has changed my attitudes towards death. A lot of the fear that death generated that led to denial has gone from me. Death does not have to be treated as an enemy for you to delight in life. Keeping death present in your consciousness as one of the greatest mysteries and as the moment of incredible transformation imbues this moment with added richness and energy that otherwise is used up in denial. Death is not an error. It is not a failure. It is taking off a tight shoe. I'm one of the strange people that absolutely delights and enjoys being with people as they're dying, because I know I'm going to have an opportunity to be in the presence of truth. So when I sit with somebody, the first thing I have to do is open myself to all my reactions to their predicament, all of the pain of it, grieve for the other person's loss. And when they feel heard in the grief, then we can start to meet behind the grief. And I'm faced with the paradox that I, as a human with a human emotional heart, want to take away your suffering. And at the same moment, there's another part of me that understands that suffering is grace. That suffering is the sandpaper from the spiritual point of view that is awakening people. And once you've started to spiritually awaken, you re-perceive your own suffering and start to work with it as a vehicle for awakening. My guru says, God comes to the hungry in the form of food.
Round the backside of a frozen hillside, there's a little place that no one goes. Smell a sweet home, baby, keep a fire. As we go wandering in the snow, gonna take a while now, it's alright. Gonna take a while, my take off. Cigarettes were burning as the fire turned. Sure if I should stay. Gonna take a while now, it's alright. Gonna take a while, my take off. Night on, night on. Side of a frozen hillside, there's a little place that no one